This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hey, this is Kaya from Bravo, We're Black. Don't worry, we're not changing anything up. Aaron has not quit the podcast, and I haven't done a Succession-style hostile takeover. You're actually listening to an episode of Bravo, I'm Black, where 2 to 3 times a week, I set out on a solo bite to talk pop culture, lifestyle, and everything in between. If you're just here for the classic episodes, come back on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Now let's start some chaos. How y'all doing? Let's get right into it. At least three people, yes, three, have told me that they are still watching Catfish. And baby, that's all it takes for me. Because I wanted to talk about it anyway, you know? So I just feel like if there was even just one that hit me up, I would have talked about it anyway. But it's just good to know that after what that show has been on, 9 seasons, 8 seasons. I miss Max, but Cammy, she's grown on me so much because Neve, he's like a no bullshit kind of person, but Cammy is also like, I don't know, she is good at calling people out on lying. She's good at calling people out, especially when they're taking other people's money. She's good at, you know, consoling people. She's good at spotting red flags. And I love their dynamic. Like, they are, and they even said this, even though, you know, Neve is married and Cammy, I think she's, like, engaged. They even said that they're basically, like, a work wife and work husband. So their dynamic is so fun. It's not the same as, like, Max and Neve, obviously, but it's a little bit more interactive, right? And you think, oh my God, we live in a digital age. You can literally like do a video chat with someone on a freaking Nintendo DS, right? Well, turns out people are still being quote unquote catfished. And given certain episodes, I'm like, obviously this is absolutely scripted. And I still don't care. It's just something about someone saying that they've been speaking to someone for fucking 5 years. They've never seen their face. They've only heard their voice. Every time they said that they're going to meet up with this person, they come up with an excuse about how, I don't know, their grandmama died or they got into a car accident on the way or they were actually there and, you know, like they couldn't find them. Something about that is always entertaining and very comforting for me. I watch this with my mom a lot too. And recently they have been doing like back-to-back episodes, like double episodes. So there were two on last night. They do this thing where they're on for a while and then they take a break. And what it used to be was one episode of Catfish and one episode of Help, I'm in a Secret Relationship, which when that comes on, I'll give you the shtick on that because that was a show that used to be Ghosted with Rachel Lindsay and then they turned it into Help, I'm in a Secret Relationship. But it used to be Catfish followed by Help, I'm in a Secret Relationship. But now it's two episodes of Catfish. And while I love having two brand new episodes of Catfish, I do hate that that's going to for sure make the season not shorter because you're getting more or the same amount of content, but it's going to go off earlier, right? Like, so instead of 10 weeks of content or 20 weeks of content, we're going to have 10. Instead of 10, we're going to have 5 because they're using up all these new episodes. But there was two episodes on last night. They both were very, very interesting. It was just a weird vibe on the first one. It was about this young girl. She's only 18, right? And she was on an app that I've actually like never even heard of. I've heard of it, but I thought it was a TV show and not an app, right? It's called Tagged. And I guess you can go live on there. You meet people on there. It's also a dating app. So, or maybe it's more like a social media site, but she was untagged and someone, you know, basically was on her lives and was just like, you're so pretty, you're so gorgeous. And that's how they began talking. And I think they were talking for a few years, which makes me nervous. I don't know if it's years, but she was only 18. So that made me uneasy in the first place. And then, guys, we meet this girl and she has been through so fucking much. Like, she literally had been sex trafficked, like legit sex trafficked. And she explains the important part that, you know, people don't understand is that it's going on right here in America. Because when you think of sex trafficking, you think possibly, you know, out of town, or you get ships off somewhere, or like, no, this shit can happen in your backyard, in a big city, in a suburban neighborhood. You don't know what's happening. And that's why it's important to stay vigilant and let someone know where you are at all times. And, you know, if you're going to meet someone from the internet, be safe, because I believe that's how she got put into that anyway. And she tells a story of how she had to trust a random stranger and tell them, like, listen, help me, I'm being sex trafficked, please help me out of this. And he gave her $50 and she went and she stayed with her aunt and she never looked back. And I'm like, just thank God that she was able to do that, right? Because that was just, ugh. It's so sad because she grew up in the foster care system, which I'm sure was not easy. And then she was also, you know, sent back after that happened. And she graduated early, so she's a success story. So all I want for her is peace and happiness, and whatever she wants to do in life, I hope that she's able to choose it. But basically, they try to track down her catfish, and it ended up being a guy who's pretty freaking handsome. But the weird thing about it was that he was talking to her sister, hoping, well, that's what he said, hoping that she would see him and say that he's cute. And I'm just like, that is weird. But he also had a tragic backstory. He said that he was, you know, in and out of trouble his whole life, and then he got shot twice, and he just didn't want to be himself anymore in general. You know, he had to relearn how to walk. He had to stay in bed for months at a time, so he did not want to, you know, be him. So it was just so freaking sad on both ends, and it was an interesting twist. You know, they tell you whether or not, and I'll save that for the mystery, I guess. They tell you whether or not they talk to each other again, or they stay with each other, or they just don't talk to each other ever again. They do like a months later checkup on both of them, and that's pretty much it for the first episode. Then the second episode, it was more interesting, but, you know, less. I'll tell you what happens. It's like, this guy is a single dad, and he actually plays IMVU, which is a kind of, I wouldn't say urban, but a digital, okay, it is, okay, so you know how Bratz and Barbie is one brand and Bratz is a different kind of brand? It's like the Bratz compared to Sims. So Sims is Barbie and IMVU is Bratz, and that's a game. And that is how I can explain IMVU. They met in the IMVU world. He cut hair in her salon, because you can have a salon on IMVU, and they just really had a good time. And she said that she was like doing hair, and she also said that she was a musician, and it was just like a weird, I could have sworn 10 out of 10, this was going to be a catfish. At one point during the research division or part of the show, we definitely thought it was a man, but it ended up not being a man. It ended up actually being the girl who is a musician. And they asked like why she did what she did, because she would talk to him and then ghost him, because he did have a sad story where, you know, he is a single father and the mother of his children actually passed away, and he was raising him as a single father. And he would even get to meet the little boy, and he's like the cutest little boy on the planet. He's so sweet, he's such a little munchkin. But yes, so she was just saying that she was also in a dark place in her life, but she doesn't want a serious relationship with him. And he was just very upset because he just did not understand, like, the back and forth and all the games. But she was just like, okay, I'm working late because I'm a singer. Bye. And that was that. I don't know. Catfish is good. I'm going to watch that shit for as many seasons as possible. I want to watch that shit in 2032. I love Neve. I love Cammy. I love them as a duo. I know that Max is the OG, is supposed to make a cameo this season. I can't wait for that. You know, we love Max. And I'm always going to watch it. And I would love to have Neve and Cammy on the show. You know, Neve can dance. Neve, their TikToks are actually so funny because they have, like, the best chemistry. So, yeah. If you want to watch Catfish, I suggest you check it out. And that is the lowdown on that. Let's get into the Insecure rewatch. Episode 4 of Insecure, Thirsty AF. So, we open with Lawrence. He is going for a run. I will say that man is fine. You know, he was a broke ass nigga before, but he got a job, and that's, I can't ask for anything more than that, honestly. We also end up getting a naked Lawrence, thank you very much, coming in the shower with Issa. And can we all agree that, like, a shower with two people is not sexy unless you have an unlimited amount of space, big ass hotel shower with multiple shower heads, because it's just, like, awkward. And also, men don't shower with water that's hot enough. Like, we like our water scalding fucking hot. Molly was on a date and she thinks it's going well, but obviously she kind of pushed the guy away by, like, asking not follow-up questions, but asking if he made it home safely, and she kind of pressed that issue even though it was only their third date. I don't know. This is a hard one. Me, I'm like, okay, so this is only your third date, so you can't really, like, sweat the dude if he doesn't text you back. But at the same time, she wasn't being possessive or anything. And if you are on the league, that means that you are wanting a relationship. Like, do you not? Because he was a doctor and she met him from the league. So it was just very weird. So anyways, she's back at work and Rashida is still being loud AF. Meanwhile, Daniel comes to Issa's office and he apologized for what happened in the car. And Issa is kind of, like, taken back by it that he would even make that move. And she tells him that she's back with Lawrence, because remember the last time, and the reason that they were in the car was because they broke up. So her and Molly, they have a bestie debrief, and I love those. Like, when you and your bestie literally stop whatever the fuck you're doing, doesn't matter if you're at work, if you are performing surgery, if you're working out, if you're with your family, if you need a bestie debrief, let me know. They have a bestie debrief and Molly is just like, why is Daniel coming to your job? And Issa's like, I don't know, girl, he just came to apologize. And Molly just makes sure that she knows that she is with Lawrence. So anyways, Molly's date doesn't hear her back, and Molly's boss tells her to talk to Rashida about being loud, which is something that Molly had a concern for before. But Rashida was like, I'm not changing myself, this is how I am always. So it just puts her in an awkward position. Lawrence is at his job at Best Buy in the tech department and he's killing it, but the manager comes over and he wants him to cover the guy in laundry, and Lawrence is upset because he is a tech guy. Like, he had a tech startup and, you know, that's not what he got hired for. And the guy is just like, yeah, but we need you in laundry. Like, that's just pretty much it. Molly has a date with fucking Jadena. And this is, like, the highlight of the episode. She's, you know, spewing over how she was told by her white manager, basically, to tell this black coworker who's new to kind of, like, calm down and chill. And she's trying to, you know, vent to Jadena, who actually understands because he's also a lawyer, apparently. And they end up, like, understanding each other and finding some kinship in that. And they just look so good together. The scene is just right. The clothes are fitting just nice and tight on Molly and Jadena. And her hair is just fully done. And it's just, like, I don't know, it's such a moisturized cocoa butter smelling couple, and there's a cover of the Internet's Girl playing, live band, mind you, and they dance the night away. And it's so nice. Meanwhile, the bank teller, that girl who was just hyping up Lawrence, she meets him at the mall, in the mall court, and he tells her that he's like trying to develop an app, and she's like, well, you need to do that. And just shows general interest in what he's doing. Whereas Issa, although they got over whatever hump they were going through, Issa still has Daniel in the back of her mind. So Molly's manager ends up telling Rashida about, well, I'm assuming, about what she and Molly talked about, because Molly tells her that she doesn't feel comfortable telling Rashida that because she doesn't want it to come across a certain way. And when Molly's walking out, because Issa needs her to come to career day, she sees that it is Rashida surrounded by the manager and a bunch of white men, and she just looks so helpless, and Molly just feels like she knows that she made the wrong decision, even though she didn't want to talk to the girl again and kind of like lecture her. She feels like it should have just, you know, she should just sucked up and did it anyway. But so yeah, during career day, which is, you know, for We Got Y'all, Daniel comes because the artsy person ended up dropping out at the last moment, and Daniel, as we know it, is a music producer, and he's so good with the kids. Issa takes notice of that, and he tells them that he's about to work with Ty Dolla Sign. Ty Dolla Sign is still so relevant, and this is when, you know, he was popping when he first came out, and I don't know, he was so dope. He has a voice like velvet. It's beautiful. Love him. He ain't never been in no bullshit, I can tell you that much. But during that, he also tells the kids that Issa is his inspiration, and she used to rap and all this stuff. And it, I don't know, it kind of like sparks something in Issa. So she goes into the bathroom, as she usually does, where she talks to herself and she raps to herself. And Daniel manifests in the mirror, and we get a shirtless Daniel. So thank you very much. We got a fine ass Lawrence. We got a fine ass Daniel. And we both got, I mean, they both got like nude scenes, more so Lawrence, and they just look so good. And even in the mirror, Ty Dolla Sign makes an actual appearance, and he starts singing. And Issa gets lost in that image, basically. And Molly walks in the bathroom and is like, girl, what the fuck are you doing? And also, what the fuck is Daniel doing here? And she's just like, do you know that you are in a freaking relationship? And Issa kind of reflects. And, you know, the show ends. It's a good episode. It's a great episode, actually. Like, this is when you start really falling in love with the culture of the show. And you get invested in, like, okay, I see where it's going with Issa and Lawrence. They both have these people that are pulling them different directions. And it seemed that, you know, Lawrence wanted it more. But, you know, when you have this girl in your ear hyping you up, what are you gonna do? So, yeah, that's the episode. Y'all watch Catfish. And I will be back tomorrow to talk more Bravo and more bullshit. And you guys, let me know how soon you want me to have my guest on here. I don't know if you guys know, but we talked about on the episode from yesterday, Aaron has started Sex and the City for the first time. You know that Sex and the City was one of the one of the series that I thought that I was going to cover on here, and I still may do that down the road, you know? But you guys ended up voting Insecure first. And I always love going along with, especially Black people's, like Black people's first journey into Sex and the City, because they always love Samantha, and they always realize very early on, more so than anyone else, that Carrie is like not a good person. And I just love being there for people's journeys through these series. And I want to talk to Aaron. Well, we're jokingly saying it's not Aaron, it's going to be a guest, but it's going to be Aaron, about Sex and the City. Let me know when y'all want me to start doing that, and I will have him on. I love y'all, and please, please get your merch. Okay, down below. I will link it down below. I love you guys. Have a great, great week. Bye.
That was an episode of Bravo on Black. I'll be back soon with Aaron for our usual antics. Thank you for listening and follow us on IG, YouTube, Twitter, and Threads at Bravo Wild Black or my personal at @_KyaWilson. Bye.
A Huda Media Production.